Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. And yes, though I may be struggling, things are looking better. I'm actually podcasting right now from my own apartment. I got an apartment here in downtown Spokane, and I couldn't love it more. It's a little tiny studio, but it's going to fit my needs perfectly. And it being so small means the rent is a lot cheaper than it could be. Not a lot going on. I have a funny story to talk about. I lit an incense when I got to my apartment, and out of the wall started scrambling away a cockroach. I have never seen a cockroach before. It scared the crap out of me. And I heard that we aren't supposed to have cockroaches this far north. So it makes me wonder if it was more of a spiritual take on a different kind of being that I noticed, that I saw, that represented on this plane as a cockroach, because I believe that sort of thing. I don't know if you do or not. But it was just very interesting. I've lit a few more incense since then, and I have not noticed any other bugs crawling around or running away. Yeah. But things are going pretty good. One thing I can say is I haven't taken my meds in a few days. And I'm still feeling all right. I'm not hearing voices per se or anything like that, which is good. And I'm wondering if maybe I can transition from taking my meds and just getting the sleep I need, reducing stress, things like that. This is probably going to be a shorter podcast, just a little blip in the story. I just wanted to check in and give you guys, my listeners, a little update on what's going on. I guess actually I can talk about a story. Forewarning, this may trigger you if you are in recovery or if you are an active addict. I'm going to talk about a time, well, let's just get into it. So one night, I was smoking meth quite heavily. And after a time, I put the pipe down, quit using, and I just stood in the corner of the apartment I was staying at. It was a real rundown apartment. They weren't paying rent. So we called it the trap. And it was in Airway Heights, Washington. And I stood in that corner, and I felt a strange presence. And then all of a sudden, my head jerked in a fashion. And I'm not sure what exactly happened, but I felt different. I felt like I was a different entity. Or something had taken control of me. Or at least was influencing my thoughts and actions. I know what it's like to have somebody else control your body. And it wasn't quite like that, but I don't know. It could have been that. anyways, I decided to go outside, and it was late at night, and I got on the highway, and I was walking the road, just this strange urge overcoming me. It was weird, and near trees, I noticed that nature looked different than it usually does. Like, I noticed boundaries where people would think just random assortments of plants. And within those boundaries, I would sometimes see not shadow people, but entities. I call them tree people. And I would see the tree people. And they didn't talk, they didn't say a word, but you could communicate with them. It's like they knew your thoughts and you knew theirs. And I had an urge to go to Spokane International Airport and climb the control tower and try to overtake it. So I started heading that way. And then I kept looking behind me because I noticed one of these entities, one of these tree people, following me. And I could feel that he didn't want me to do what I thought I should do. He would have stopped me if I tried. So I ended up taking that highway. I walked down it, and then I ended up taking the left on a side road. I believe it was Grove Road. And I'd never seen that road before. On the many times that I've lived in Spokane, Airway Heights area, I have never seen that road. It's like it appeared out of nowhere, and I walked it. And all of a sudden, I was surrounded by country and farms. And there were chickens I could hear. Sophie, stop. My dog's being obnoxious. There were chickens I could hear clucking at me and dogs barking at me. And I could hear the voices of the landowners. I could hear their thoughts, as I often can. It's been told to me that that's my schizophrenia, but I didn't think it was. Now, I began to feel weary and drained, and when I would feel that, my head would jerk in that motion, and I would be re-energized. Well, after doing that so many times on this little journey I had, with, I kid you not, the world changing around me, like rearranging itself, everybody I speak to says, no, it's always been that way. But I know, to me, and I believe this is the true truth, the world changed. I was traveling somehow, unawares. But I ended up in a ditch, just too weary, too exhausted, mentally and physically, to carry on. And then all of a sudden, it's like my penis entered the earth. And a feeling overcame me, so glorious. It's not as though an orgasm from sexual intercourse. It was something different. And then I fell asleep. I don't know how long I was asleep for. I think I woke up at high sun the next day with a vehicle stopping and asking me if I wanted a ride. I declined. And maybe half hour later, another vehicle showed up and asked if I wanted a ride into town. I declined. On the third offer, a vehicle stopped, and I said, sure, I'll go into town. And that was the end of that story. But I do see those people sometimes, even though I'm no longer high or moving my head like that. And I remember the motion that my head made, and I can make that motion, and I become energized again. I'm not sure if I should mention this, but I seem to be already mentioning a lot of things that I probably shouldn't. So the motion is the infinity symbol three times, followed by a three-head nod, or nodding your head three times. And it might be placebo, it might not. For my listeners, if you ever want to get in touch with me, and comment on a story, because I haven't figured out if there's allowed comments on any of the streaming device services I'm on. I'm going through RSS.com, and it goes to Samsung Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, things like that. But if you ever want to get in touch with me, and you just want to you want to comment on a story I have or anything like that, you can reach me at schizostudios@icloud.com. schizostudios@icloud.com. And that would be the best way to get a hold of me and share a story. Tell me something that you might have input on. Or just get in touch. I've never had fan mail. It would be nice to get, maybe. But with that, I think that's going to end my podcast for tonight. We're only at a 10-minute podcast, but it was a good check-in, and I gave a story. So I feel like that's pretty good. I'm going to go do a tarot reading. And you can actually find me on YouTube for my tarot readings. I started them while I was in Seattle. So the channel name is Schizo Tarot Seattle. S-C-H-I-Z-O-T-A-R-O-T-S-E-A-T-T-L-E. And with that, I want to thank you for listening. Be sure to like, subscribe, anything like that. Go ahead and contact me by email if you'd like, the one that I provided. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time. Thanks, and bye for now.